Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It's so good to me. So thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. Round the town if you ain't know us. Still pray for us. Thank the Lord. I've been ready for y'all prayers. I've been ready since ball tapers. Keep them haters from coming around. Run more game than them ball players. Yeah. It's been down for so long, it feel haunted. Take the devils away, it's a blessing to preach. I just got it, I feel like a prophet. Put money away like deposits, every soul a prophet. I been down for so long, I forgot how the top could be. Yeah, and they say I'm the prodigy. You don't got a lot of me. I swear they gon' rob of me. I swear that they die for me. I swear I'm alive for this. I gotta survive for this, and we alive today. Cause y'all pray for us. Thanks to the ones that pray for us. Yeah. We around the town, a few ain't know us. But still pray for us. Thank the Lord. That pray for us. So grateful, so grateful. So thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. Thank the Lord. You pray for us. Yeah. I swear I'm so proud to be humble now. This a blessing I got to be under here. Catch the wave, dog, don't ask all them questions now. Got the vision, I promise it's tunnel, man. I change the whole style like the running man. I'm big time and now I feel like stunning, man. I'm busy now, I got 100 plans. All I needed was time for it, yeah. My mama been dying for it, yeah. My girl told me grind for it, yeah. So I'm writing these lines for her. She been waiting to get that up out of me. This relationship called me a prophecy. This wave got me on today, man. I feel like go, babe. Stay on these for the ones that look up to me. Living so comfortably. Came in on side, now ain't room for me. I promise the Lord till I'm undersea. I'ma grind it till it come to me. This faith is shining like a mustard seed. Catch us to where I'm supposed to be. I relish these moments you show to me. And we alive today cause y'all pray for us. Y'all pray for us. Shout to the ones that pray for us. We around the town if you ain't know us. Still pray for us. Thank the Lord. Shout to the ones that pray for us. So grateful, so thankful. I cannot live by myself. Thank the Lord. So good to me, so good to me. I cannot live with myself. So thankful, so thankful. Yeah. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. We're around the town if you ain't know us. Thank the Lord. So good to me, so good to me. I cannot live with myself. I'm so thankful, so grateful. So good to me, so good to me. I cannot live with myself. It's so good to me, so good to me. So thankful, so thankful. You've been so good to me.
Amen, amen. Praise God. So grateful, so thankful unto God. Thank God for you. Amen. Welcome to Youth the Harvest program. And Jesus got us ready. Jesus got us. Amen. To him be the glory. To him be the praise. So we are going to have a prayer. We're going to go on to some encouragement from God. Praise his holy name. Father God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are grateful. We are thankful. We pray unto you, Almighty God. You are so awesome. There is none like you. And so, God, here we are lifting up our youth via your grace and your mercy. God, you love the youth. You love young people. You said not to hinder them, not to block them from coming to a relationship with you. So we want to be advocates. We want to be cheerleaders for them in helping them grow in faith and love in you and the Lord Jesus Christ. Filled with your Holy Spirit. Oh, God, to you be the glory, to you be the praise. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We worship you. Thank you for answering your prayers. Thank you, Father God, that our youth have the strength, they have the faith, they are growing, and Lord God, that they understand, Lord, that you are with them always, never to leave them, never to forsake them. And fear of you is a good thing because it gives us wisdom. It helps us to make right decisions and turns us away from evil and away from wrong and towards you, right, doing the right thing and doing good. And all these things, we give you praise, God. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we are talking about today, amen, we are talking about being ready. And that's some God thing God wants us to know, that his son, the Lord Jesus, whom is right now in heaven, he sits at the right-hand side of God. He was on the earth. He died for our sins. He was buried. He rose on the third day. And all those who believe in him have life. They have salvation. They have eternity with God. With God. When you have that faith, when you have that belief. And that's God's promise. That is God's promise to you. He's not like people who say one thing and mean another. God means what he says, and so he means also that we understand that he wants us ready for the return of Jesus Christ. I don't know, maybe you've experienced it. Whenever you have people coming over to your house, you have one of your friends coming over to stay the weekend or stay the night, you get ready, right? You clean your room up, you make a little extra preparations, you maybe go to the grocery store, buy all the snacks you like and, you know, cookies, drinks, and chips and all those good things we like to snack on. And so you get those ready. You get your house ready. And so that's what God wants us to think about. He wants you to think about as a young person getting ready for a visit from Jesus. And Jesus is coming. Scripture tells us this. It says in Matthew 24:44. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man, who is Jesus, will come at an hour when you do not expect him. So this visit from the Lord Jesus is not like other. Like, you know, when a friend is coming over, you planned it. Maybe planned it for days, weeks, or even months, and. But this is different. Jesus, there's a time that God has prepared, and there's a day and a time for him to come, and we don't know when it is. It's a surprise. And some of you might like surprises, and some people don't. But the thing of it is, we do have warning. We do have an invitation, and we have... it just says, you know, by the date and the time. It just kind of has a question mark there. We know that it is an event to take place. It is going to happen because God said it will happen. And so it says this, Matthew 25:10, for while they were on the way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Jesus gave a story. He told a story about virgins. It was 10 of them. 5 of them had wisdom, and they knew what was happening. They knew what was going on. Another five were foolish. That means that they just didn't care. They might have knew what was going on, but they just didn't want to get prepared. They did not want to do the necessary things to for when the time came for their for the bridegroom, who is Jesus. Jesus was talking about himself when he would return, and so the wives, they had made preparation. They had bought some oil, extra oil. It was like, you know, you going out and buying you some Doritos or some, you know, some sodas. So they had gone out and done these extra things that they were supposed to do. So when Jesus came, they were ready to go in. So what are the things you and I are supposed to be doing to get ready for Jesus when he comes? We are supposed to be getting rid of things in our lives that don't please God. Anything that doesn't please him, cursing, being angry or violent, watching things on television that makes our hearts, you know, not right with God, that makes our lives not right with God, and start putting his word, his Bible into us, start listening to those adults in our lives that are giving us righteous instruction according to God's word, according to his Bible, the Bible, and praying. Oh, young people, God wants you to pray. God wants you to talk to him. That's what prayer is, talking to God, talking to him, telling him, you know, just about whatever you care about, God cares about. God cares about it. Tell him. Tell God all about it. Whether it's good, whether it's hurting you, whether it's, you know, happy or sad, whatever it is God wants to hear. And it's, you know, hear young people all the time, or people have always just said, well, I don't know how to pray. You know how to talk. If you know how to talk to other people, you know how to talk to God. Tell them what's on your heart. Like, I really don't like this situation, God. Please change it. Help me. I really don't like what I'm doing, that I know it's hurting you. I know it's hurting other people. God, please help me change. And so God is getting your heart ready by those types of prayers. Other things we can do is give. We give of our resources, give our time, give our whatever we have. God has put in our hands, our talents, our gifts. We want to share with God. If you can write poetry for God. Write poetry about God. Share that in ways, you know, share it in school, share it with, you know, your peers. All types of ways we can be ready and preparing ourselves for when Jesus comes. Because we don't know the hour. It's like you going to the grocery store and putting stuff away, putting it in, you know, in a cabinet somewhere where you say, I'm not going to touch that, because I know I'm going to have a guest. And I just don't know when and the time, but he's coming. All the love of God that you want to share to everybody. You're not keeping it to yourself, though. You're sharing this love of Jesus Christ with others, telling him, hey, you want to be forgiven? Look to God. Look to Jesus. You want to be right? You want to have life forever? Look to Jesus. God sent him just for us. And he's with us always. And that's my encouragement to you today, young people. I hope you that you want to be ready when Jesus comes, because he wants you and I to be ready. Be blessed. Go with God. Have an awesome rest of your day. Amen.
You're so good to me. So thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. Round the town if you ain't know us. Still pray for us. Thank the Lord. I've been ready for y'all prayers. I've been ready since ball tapers. Keep them haters from coming around. Run more game than them ball players. Yeah.
It's been down for so long, it feel haunted. Take the devils away, it's a blessing I preach. I just got it, I feel like a prophet. Put money away like deposits, every soul a profit. I've been down for